Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their business and experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a fellow real agent, Michael Carr. Michael and I wanted to jump on a podcast and talk about our Friday cold call sessions that we've been doing right here at the office. So welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys want to hear more about Michael, I have a podcast with him called Burn the Boats, which is amazing. You got to check that out. So that's a couple podcasts back. But wanted to kind of jump on here and talk about our Friday cold call sessions. We're in the office dialing them phones. So tell us a little bit about what that's all about and how that came about.
Well, I know you share the same kind of heart as I do, and it's about helping people. This business is about helping people. And so helping agents is just as important to me as helping a prospective client or a buyer or a seller. So Friday was just a call to action. Like, let's get uncomfortable together. Let's use a little bit of teamwork to kind of push each other. And right. I think we had just a lot of fun and some success. And we're going to talk about that too
yeah.
as we go. So.
Yeah, sure. And you were using Red X, right? And you like Red X. And I got to kind of, it wasn't working perfectly, but I did like the system. It was a cool dialer system, which prompted you for the next system, for the next prospect.
Right. And yeah, we were having some technical glitches, but it is a great system to just pull up whole neighborhoods or certain areas that you want to focus on. So it works great when it works. It gives us all the numbers. And if the dialer's working, which that was the thing we were having problems with, it will just keep going number to number to number. And you just stay on the phone, keep talking to people.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So I guess the first thing is let's talk about maybe the objective of what we're trying to achieve on Fridays.
Yeah, absolutely. Besides helping agents, you know, we are trying to move business forward. And for me, I guess I can sum it up as talk to people. That's this whole business. We right. wind up talking to people. If that's not something in our DNA or something we don't want to pursue, then this may not be the right lane for you, because at the end of the day, you're going to talk to somebody. You can have a cold call lead come in, and guess what? You're going to talk to them.
Right.
I like to take the fight out in front of me and take it right to the prospective people.
Yeah.
I'm going to go talk to them first.
Yeah.
I don't need them to call me with this system. So that was kind of an introduction for some of our agents to see how that worked and get them out there and get uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday's session was all about, we had an agent in our office, Michelle, and she had a property that was coming back on the market in a nice subdivision here in town. You know, we thought, okay, let's get out and talk to some neighbors and let's, you know, let them know about the property for one, and let them know that it's coming back on the market and that, hey, do you guys know of anyone that might be interested in moving to the neighborhood? So that was kind of the objective. Was we had the listing, we had our objective and our idea of what we wanted to try to accomplish. And that was the whole goal, right? Was just let them know, hey, you know, hey, Tom or Fred, whoever your name was, and hey, I'm just calling about this property that's located in your neighborhood, and we just wanted to let a few of the neighbors know that it's coming back on the market, and you know, I know you might want to pick your neighbor, and that was kind of part of the script that we were doing, and it went well, you know. I mean, maybe talk about like how it went, because you did the first one. I wasn't in the room for that one, but you did the first one, but. Talk yeah. about how it went for you.
Yeah, so that is, to me, the easiest way to call somebody. You're not selling them anything. You're offering them valuable information about their own neighborhood, and who doesn't want to hear that? So you get all kind of responses when they pick up the phone. That's just how it is. And my gentleman wasn't too happy to talk to me at the beginning. But once he realized what I was calling him for, when I said, hey, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to let you know that XYZ Street 123 is coming back on the market. Did you have anybody that you have in mind that might be interested in moving into your neighborhood? You get to pick your neighbor. And he kind of laughed, and by then he kind of broke the ice, and he realized I was just there to inform him of something. And he said, look, I'm going to take your name and your info to my oil field businessman's meeting this afternoon and share that. So there was a victory, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but out of an awkward start,
yeah,
which many of them are, but I always tell people, nobody's shooting at us. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, we might have somebody mad, but it's fine. We're not out to hurt anybody. We're just trying to help. So
yeah, and making a friend. I mm-hmm. like that too. Like you just say, we're out there to try to make a friend, or talking like we're talking to our mom, our grandma, or yeah. whatever it is. Like, that's the goal. It's not like, hey, do you want to sell your house?
Yeah, no, hang absolutely up, not. Boom, yeah, don't like, even, yeah.
We don't even talk up like in that, yeah. in that frame of mind. We're talking more of like, hey, do you know of anyone who may be interested in selling? We're never asking them, hey, do you want to sell?
No. And honestly, during that conversation, I'm going to ask them, is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah.
And really, that's what I mean. Because it could run the gamut. If I start to fill in the blanks for them, I don't really know what they need. But if I say it like that, they may tell me something that I can help them with.
Yeah.
They may have a friend that's selling. They may be thinking about selling. We can talk about valuation. The conversation can take a different direction if I'm really out to help them. And I think they feel it.
Yeah.
I have notes on my, you know, when I start to call, I write down smile.
Yeah.
And then dial. Smile, because honestly, you can yeah. feel the smile through the yeah. phone. And I've heard that, but I feel it's true. So.
Oh, absolutely. I do that. You can, you know, and one of the girls that was in the session with us was like, you know, what I used to do is put a mirror and make the calls in front of a mirror. So I was like,
cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Keep yourself in check.
You know, keep yourself in check. And, you know, realtors are this in 2024, where some realtors are telling me they're slow and everything else. And mm-hmm. they're like, what can we do to generate business? You can literally generate business this way right now, today. Pick up the phone, call a neighborhood, have an idea. Maybe it's a past sale that you just sold. Hey, yes. I wanted to let you guys know, I just sold the property at such and such address. It's a great family. They are, you know, they have two young kids. Just wanted to let people, and make it personal that way. And then
right.
they're like, oh, cool. You know, where are they from? Oh, they're from, you know, wherever. And I mean, I guess you maybe may not want to say everything for their own privacy purposes, but having a little bit of info to talk to the neighbors is cool. Or having, what I like about starting a call session is I like to know, like have an idea that we're starting with, right? We're starting, like this session mm-hmm. was, we're starting with, we want to talk about this listing that's coming back on the market, and that's the idea. But when you're, like I'm doing one right now where I sold two properties on the same street. Well,
great.
That's a great yeah. way to start. Be like, hey, I just sold two properties on your street.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let you know about those two properties and that we set a price per square foot that's really high. And I'd love to get you some information about that.
Right.
And they're like,
tell me more.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's value. You're
yeah.
giving value. You're not asking for anything. And
yeah.
I think people feel that.
That's yeah. awesome. And one of the objectives that we had also was, and I kind of the goal of the session, as if we kind of knew that this would be something of success or a success indicator, was that we were trying to get their email.
Right.
Right. So talk to us about why we wanted to get the email and what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, I guess that would go against most people's thoughts on victory in our business. But I look at it like this. If that person gave me their email, they trusted me with their email, they're allowing me to stay in touch with them. And what we know is no matter what their answer was about their situation, whether they're ready to buy, sell or not, almost everyone sells. Someday, almost everyone buys someday. And
right.
if I have their email and now they're my friend and I nurture that relationship
right.
and I put that relationship over the transaction and just focus on that, they're going to see my consistency, see my hard work ethics. And when they are ready, I want to be the realtor they think of first.
Right, right. And providing value long-term to them too mm-hmm. is one other factor. It's like in this particular situation, we were saying, hey, some of the other neighbors found it helpful to receive sales in the neighborhood when they sold, whether it was a new listing that popped up in your
yeah.
neighborhood, whether it's a new sale that popped up in your neighborhood. What I'm going to do is take your email and I'm going to set you up to receive those mm-hmm. homes that sell, either come on the market or sell in the neighborhood. And some realtors set it up different, pending or expired, or they just want them to know everything about the neighborhood. But that was the objective. And then look, that same email in my case is going to, and I know yours as well, is going to go into your weekly email
mm-hmm.
and that's going to then feed them valuable content, but also having them receive that tailor-built content with their homes and their neighborhood. And we're just setting that up through the local MLS.
Absolutely.
So, like that was something I think that was good. And we were in that session able to get emails.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like what was funny for me is like you did the first one and I'm like, give me the second one. You know, I'm a call guy. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm here. We're making calls.
One, two, three,
let's go, baby. I'm ready. Give me the number. Tell me the objective and let's roll. So my first one, I had a good conversation with the lady and, you know, obviously it was good. And she was, you know, curious to know about the house. She knew, asked a few questions about the house. And then I hit her with the, hey, you know, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to keep all the neighbors updated on their values. And are you interested in receiving homes to, you know, that buy or sell in your neighborhood? And what's a good email for you that I can keep in touch with you?
Right.
So, and she gave it to me, which was great. But the next call was, hey, I'm on the do not call list or whatever. So all the people were like, okay, obviously it's a, you know, and the guy wasn't ugly about it.
No,
it was just kind of like, hey, I'm on the do not call list, and he hung up. But I'm like, okay, look, that's, you know, who cares? Move on, right? So keep calling. Every time I hit that roadblock, I'm like, hey, keep calling.
Right.
Because the next one was amazing. So tell us a little bit.
Take him off your list.
Right, take him off the list.
But yeah. I'm sorry.
Take him off the call list. Yeah, and maybe Red X has something to say. Okay, don't call this guy again.
Yeah, right.
But tell us about, so Michelle was making calls with us, another agent on our, in our group, and she had a success story. Tell us about that success story.
Yeah, this is the best, because Michelle was absolutely terrified to do this.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know that.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was like way out of her comfort zone. And I kept pushing her, and Jamie did a great job, came in, and we just, you know, cheered her on. And she started calling, and she got a hold of a neighbor that knew about the property, of course, asked a bunch of questions, and then revealed that at first he didn't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
But she overcame that, and she just offered value, and he started to get a little friendlier. And next thing you know, he's talking about selling his house.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe I need some information. And then he's talking about his brother, was it? Somebody was coming into town that's buying a house.
Right.
And he would share her information again. So I'm like, here you go, girl. You just got a possible listing and a possible sale in one phone call. And I think we were only maybe five in on her, five calls.
She left a lot of voicemails, and that was her first actual conversation
session.
that she had.
That was the first one, right? That's right. That's the first actual pickup. So how crazy is that, you know?
And it's so crazy. But I mean, you know, I look at it as a math thing. Uh-huh. I talk to 10 people.
Yep.
I feel like one out of 10 is gonna maybe have some connection with me enough to where maybe they do business with me. And it's probably more than one in 10 because of the way we do it with the long-term
email thing. Yeah, if you were to metric that out.
If you would say, hey, over the next 10 years or whatever, what value did I bring with that? But no, I mean, I think there's a one in 10 probably, or two out of 10 that's like maybe like really contemplating or knows somebody that's really contemplating doing something like right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's the crazy part about this thing. Mm-hmm. It's like realtors will just be like, I'm so slow, I don't know what to do. Be like, come up with an objective.
Talk to people.
Make a plan. Get on the phone. It doesn't even have to be your listing. Like, this was not Mike and I's listing.
No.
This was Michelle's listing.
Right.
So it was like we were just trying to help her and show her how what we do and everything else that we're doing. So I thought it was kind of a cool little session, you know, that we did. And we're encouraging an agent and that's trying to build some momentum and get her some momentum. And now she left smiling.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I see what Mike and Jamie were talking about the phone stuff, you know?
Yeah. She sent me a message later, thanked us for pushing her out of her comfort zone and really was excited about what happened there. And I just tell agents in that situation, I'm like, what you're not going to remember at the end of that day is who said no.
Right.
She remembers that guy.
Yeah.
That guy that gave this information that could be her possible new client, that it any rate is in her database that she can nurture now for the future. She'll remember that guy. She doesn't remember the nose.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. I moved on from the guy that told me that he said, that do not call this. I mean, I was so excited about Michelle's win that I didn't even think twice about the guy that said, do not call me. You know, I was like, whatever, dude. I'm like, okay, moving on, you know? So maybe go over a little bit about like the script that we had. We based it on a script that a lot of what we pull is from Ricky Carruth. And he's out of Gulf Shores, Alabama. He's a phone guy. He uses the phone to generate his business. He had a couple of scripts. So you built off of that. You also, created it in your own style.
Sure. Yeah. So, and we both are Ricky Carruth fans, and I think it was 2019 when I started following him. He really only started, I think, in 2018. But, you know, as a new agent, I was looking for all those different things. What am I supposed to do? How do I talk to people? And I was getting hold of all these scripts that brokers were giving me, and I'd find online, and they were just so not me. Definitely car salesy, cheesy, all the little lines that are, you know, they call them hooks. And we all know them, but I just didn't feel good with them. And I found his stuff and realized that if you build relationships, you don't need sales in that sense. You don't need to be salesy. Serve well. So anyway, these scripts are just like that, like what we called Friday, was offering some value about the neighborhood. We're not asking for your business. We're asking for the relationship.
Right.
And hopefully the business comes from the relationship.
Yeah, we're asking to be able to, for the privilege of doing something for them.
Right, and we're offering something.
We're not taking, we want to give.
Yeah, and there's nothing up front. It's like, do you want me to set you up on a weekly email? Do you want me to tell you about your neighborhood? I'm not asking for anything back. You're not asking for anything back. You're giving something away. And eventually, you're hoping that they'll need your services and remember that you're a hard worker.
Yeah.
Because you've been working for them for however long, because they may be on my email list for a year or two. I've had people come around a year or two later and say, hey, I need you to come over and talk to me about selling my house. I hadn't physically spoken to them, but I've been sending them value for all that time, and they just remember me.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing on that too was, you know, when I told Michelle, I said, look, if you get the opportunity to do a listing appointment with this guy and he gives you that opportunity, which I think she will get that, is I told her, I said, look, part of what you want to say is, hey, would you be willing to work with an agent who is willing to call the whole subdivision and let the subdivision know about your house? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of agent that I am.
That's good.
I'm not going to just post it on social media and whatever it's going to be. I'm the type of agent that wants to call the neighborhood.
Actively pursuing that
push
and
do whatever it takes to sell your property. I think that was a cool start to her story. And hopefully we'll follow up and let everybody know what happened with that situation. But such a cool story of success, especially I'm glad she got it and not one of us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've had that success on the phone.
Right. I was pushing for that too.
I was just so excited that she was the one that dialed at that point and not like me. Because, I mean, it was so excited to see her get it.
Yeah. Yes. It was a great experience for her. And I like how you kind of pushed her a little bit. Like, because I know a couple of times she made a call and it'd be a voicemail and she was ready to pass the phone. We were doing a round robin for the listeners. So we would all call until we actually spoke to a person. Then we would move on. And Jamie just kept going, dial another.
Come on,
somebody's going to answer. And sure enough, it did.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you're in these cold call sessions too, it's like people who don't want to make calls are like, Don't pick up. Leave a voicemail, whatever, you know, like they just want to leave a voicemail or text, right? And for me, I'm making calls, baby. I'm like, pick up.
Right.
You know, I want to talk to you. You know, I want to talk to somebody. That's what we're doing in that session. So we're in a team and we're together in the room and we're cheering for each other and we got it on speakerphone and it's fun to do it together. And hell, I'll even say it like this. Agents who are listening in Acadiana, hey, you want to jump in on a cold call session with us? We'd be glad to get you in on the next one, you know, just see how we do it.
Yeah.
And hey, this is not just our brokerage kind of thing. If you want to jump in from another brokerage, come on, baby. You know, let's make calls.
Yeah. If you need encouragement, if you've got any questions about this, I know we're kind of running a little highlight reel here, but man, I'm always open book. There's so many agents that know that it's not about me or what I can get from you. It's really about if I can help you, I'm on it. So with Jamie, I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, you know, that's the general gist of it. I mean, was there something else you wanted to add?
No, well, maybe just go over the simplicity of this real quick on the recap. So when you're going to commit yourself to calling, you just pick a topic. Why am I calling this neighborhood? It could be anything. Like Jamie said, a listing, an open house is a great opportunity. A new listing, a new sold is a great opportunity.
Right.
It does not have to be yours.
Right. Could be
another
agent's
office. Did you know that a new listing appeared in your neighborhood? It's that simple. You're giving them information. You can translate this into for sale by owner calls, expireds. It's just a little different variation. You're there to help. you know, and my favorite question in the middle of that call is there anything else I can do for you today? No matter how that conversation went, when I hit them with that, I'm leaving that door open for them to tell me what they might need.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that because it's just, you pause and you just see what they say, you know?
Yeah, you'd be
surprised. How in the world can I help you today?
Sometimes they just come back with, I'm thinking about selling.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that good, or it could be, I'm thinking about selling in the future, or I'd like some more information.
Or mom is about to move from, so, you know, such and such.
It could
and
go,
it's completely out of the subdivision idea.
You know? Yeah, it could go anywhere.
It opens it up for not just being around just the subdivision.
Yeah, so focus on the people, not the actual transaction.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I just wanted to share just a little bit about that and just share a little bit about our ideas and calling and everything that we've had. And look, we're not, we don't have it figured out perfectly, right? We're just agents who are trying to do whatever we can to generate business. And, you know, whether you're slow or not, just even if you just get in the habit of doing it, it's a good process, man. You know, it's good. And you just really never know. Do you have anything else that you want to add before we close out?
No. I think we touched all the big stuff. I would say this. This is a business, and any business, any endeavor we undertake has to have some level of discomfort. It's going to come with discomfort. We have to be able to be uncomfortable. Success lies beyond our comfort zone. That's just what I keep in my mind, that
absolutely.
Anything I've done in life requires some level of discomfort. It'll be so worth it because then you get the victory once you overcome. So be uncomfortable, be courageous. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. Yep. So for sure. Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you getting the group all riled up to do calls and stuff like that. And I was always happy to be a part of that kind of stuff because that's my thing. I like that.
Good stuff.
but anyway, I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, and I appreciate, any feedback that you'd have for us. And if y'all want us to expand a little bit more on what we do, how we do it, share some of our scripts, whatever it is, we'd be glad to do that for you guys. So reach out to either me or Michael on our social media, and we'd be glad to share what we do and how we're doing it. And for local agents, hey, come join us, baby. We're ready. We're making calls. We're having connections, and
we're having some fun doing
what we're doing. So
absolutely.
Anyway, well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all so much for listening in, and we will talk to you soon.